I did something this year that I have never done before. I watched the United States team play in the World Cup. Yes, we got eliminated. We didn't play very well, and the Netherlands played very well. But if you had told me 5 years ago that I would be watching soccer, or for those of you who are outside the United States, it's football, if you'd have told me I'd have been watching this on TV and cheering for our team to win, I would not have believed you. Now, you know, granted, I am not a very big sports fan, and soccer was kind of on the bottom of my list of any sport that I ever wanted to watch. I thought soccer was boring. I didn't understand the rules, didn't understand, you know, kind of the way the play goes, and just couldn't see sitting for the 90 minutes plus and watching people kick the ball around. And that's what it looked like to me. But both of my granddaughters started playing soccer a couple of years ago, and they're pretty good. And as I have watched them play over the years, because, you know, they're my granddaughters, I've learned about how the game of soccer or football is played. I understand now the excitement and the anticipation when the team has the ball in the scoring position and whether they score or not. I mean, because there's so many times that they kick the ball and they don't score. For those of you who are used to American football and other sports, with higher scores, that was one of the things that Americans tend to say about soccer. Like, why would you watch for that long when they only score 2 points or never score at all? But the thing is that I would not have done this. You know, 5 years ago, I wouldn't have even believed that this would be something that would be part of my life. My mindset question for you this week is, how have you changed your life in the past 3 years? Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I am Eric Dieter, your host. I am an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. It is your mindset that determines your success wherever you go, and developing a strong mindset is a skill you can learn, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, because there's a woman who wrote a book. Her name is Carol Dweck. She's a psychologist. And she wrote this book talking about the differences between people who have fixed mindsets versus those who have growth mindsets. Now, this is kind of the conclusion of how she differentiates between the two. Someone who has a growth mindset views intelligence, abilities, and talents as learnable and capable of being improved through effort. On the other hand, someone who has a fixed mindset views these same traits, talents, abilities, skills, intelligence, these things, people with a fixed mindset see them as inherently unchangeable over time. You're born that way. You are born as a natural athlete. You're born with a natural intelligence. You have those talents as just part of who you are. And you can't develop them anymore. You can. So people with fixed mindsets have difficulty changing their life. I saw an example of this. We got to spend some time with my brother-in-law and my nephew. My nephew is an example of someone who has an extremely fixed mindset. My nephew avoids doing anything that's new or different, especially if he may not be able to do it well. His attitude is, I might fail, or I might not be able to do it up to someone else's expectations, so why should I even try to start? That is, he has an extremely fixed mindset. He finally got a job in food service, and he makes salads, prepares ingredients for sandwiches. And we were talking to him, and his parents were saying he doesn't really particularly like his job, but when his parents suggest that he find a different job, his response is, I don't know if I'd like doing that. Now, of course, you know, as parents, you know the proper response to is, you know, I don't know if I'd like it. The parental response is, how do you know that you'll like it unless you try? Well, for my nephew, his fixed mindset says, why should I try if I don't know for sure if I'm going to like it? Now, my nephew is an extreme example of the fixed mindset. I mean, I've never met anybody quite like, you know, quite as kind of in that zone of fixed mindset as my nephew. Most of us are on a scale somewhere between my nephew and me. My nephew has a fear of change. I have a fear of getting stuck in a rut. I intentionally look for things to try to keep my mindset flexible. My nephew actively avoids anything that might challenge him to change because of his fixed mindset. Now, the typical path for most people, and most people, if you're listening to this, you're probably somewhere in between me and your nephew. Here's the typical path most people take as far as your mindset goes. You try new things. You explore what the world has to offer when you're young. And school, our education system is supposed to be this way. Now, I can go on and on talking about how the education system has failed and how it has changed. But when I was growing up especially, the education system was designed to give you insight into different places, new ideas, help you grow, help you expand yourself, helping you grow as a person. I don't know from experience, but I have heard enough and seen enough of that it's a little bit less that way now, trying to kind of get you into how you're supposed to think to fit into this mold that we want you to be. And I was facing that too when I was growing up. But this is ideally that time in life, most of us are more malleable. We're more open to new ideas, especially, by the time we pass 12 years old to 25 or so, we're growing, we're expanding, we're learning, things are changing. The world is open. It's like we're overwhelmed with choices. What do I want to do? And that's one of the things that they encourage you to do. Starting at about 14 or so. What are you going to do with your life? We have this world of opportunities ahead of us, and so we're open and we're flexible. For the most part, we're flexible. There are some, like my nephew, who are really pretty much like, no, I just tell me what to do. But at about the age 40 years old, is typically where I see people settle into this familiar routine. And, whatever your life is like. And this is, again, the typical path most people take. You get comfortable with what life has to offer. At least you're comfortable in the fact that your life has become familiar and predictable. You kind of know what to expect when year to year, you're not changing all that much at age 40. You've settled into some sort of pattern. Now, everybody's pattern is different, but I'm talking about the mindset, the fact that your life has become predictable and familiar. At about the time you hit age 40, people tend to lose interest in learning anything new. You've been through this predictable and familiar for so long that you really don't have any interest. It's like you know pretty much what you think you know, and anything new or outside of that is like you kind of... it's irrelevant. And at about the age 70, people tend to actively resist anything that might make you change or have to change, including your opinions. Life, you actively resist anything that would make you move off of where you're at, because it's like, don't even try to convince me to do anything different or to think anything different. I am the way I am, and just you put up with it. Now, this is not the case for every person, but this progression is generally true for most people. And as an observer of humanity, this is my take on what I observe of people in these categories. Now, if you are like my nephew, first of all, I'm glad you're here. Second of all, you're going to have difficulty understanding what I'm about to say next. You can choose what you think. Your thoughts are totally in control, under your control. Now, it doesn't always feel that way, but it is. You get to choose what you think. And so if your thinking is locked into a fixed mindset, you can choose to be different. You can choose that. Now, it didn't say it was going to be easy, but... there's a quote by a man named Napoleon Hill. He wrote a book called Think and Grow Rich, and this is one of my favorite quotes. He says, "The greatest gift that God has given us is the ability to choose what we think. We have free will." And so this means you can change from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. And Grant, remember, most of you who are listening to this are going to be somewhere in a scale. There's going to be areas where you have a growth mindset, and there's going to be some areas of your life where you have this fixed mindset. We're all a blend of somewhere on that to one extent or another. And the typical progression is to have more of a growth mindset when you're younger and get to a fixed mindset by the time you're 70 or 80. But it doesn't matter where you're at on that scale. You can, first off all, decide you're going to change. That's the first thing. You have to make a decision. Anything, any change that you want to make in your life is decide. That's the first principle of changing your mindset. And then number two, think differently. You can consciously choose the thoughts you think. Now, the challenge that we all face is if you decide that you're going to do this, if you decide you want to change from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset, decide you're going to think differently, there is a physical challenge to overcome as well as a psychological challenge. You have the thoughts, a habit, thinking the same way over and over and over, and those thoughts, thinking over and over and over, actually change your physiology of your brain. See, your mind runs inside your body like software in a computer. Now, this is, again, my perspective. There are other people who disagree with me on this, but your mind is like the software, and your body is the hardware. And as you think thoughts, as your mind thinks thoughts, it is encoding pathways in the hardware of your brain and wiring your brain, adapting to the thoughts that you think. The neural pathways in your mind, or the neural pathways in your brain, are like the trails through the woods. I mean, I run on trails all the time. Probably, if you've listened to this podcast, you know I talk about running trails. I love running through the woods. But when you try to think new thoughts, it's like what we call bushwhacking. It's like, okay, I can see another trail off over there. I want to go this way. I'm ready to quit. And you decide to head off right through the brush and the brambles and all of the stuff to make your way to where you want to go. There's no trail. You're blazing a path through the woods. It's not as easy. You can't go as fast. It takes work. That's what thinking new thoughts are like. So what I do as a coach is help people manage this change. If you want to change your mindset, you have to work on both the thoughts that you think and the physical side of rewiring your brain. And so just thinking new thoughts, you can do it. It works, but I can help you get there faster. So that's what I do as a coach. So if I can help you with changing your mindset, becoming flexible, being able to, maybe you decide you want to enjoy soccer in 3 years. Whatever it is, there are changes that you can make. You can be a different person next year by changing your mindset. I can help you. I offer a free 25-minute consultation, a reset call. It's totally free, no obligation. Give you some idea of what I help people do as a coach. Give me a call. Go to ultramindsetpodcast.run, ultramindsetpodcast.run, and there is a form there. You can schedule a free 25-minute with me. Thanks for listening. I will see you next time.